Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Holiday season right around the corner. God, big episode today. We're going to talk about we touched on it briefly, okay? And I'm getting more of it, right? The whole red pill. Now we got female men's rights activists, male feminists, women that don't know they're men and men don't know that they're women. Very confusing time that we live in, right? Very hard to navigate life when the path has been destroyed. You know, it's like a Fort Mac fire. All the walking trails have been disintegrated. We're very confused in these times. And one I want to touch on are these female men's rights activists. We're going to dive into it very intricately. We're like a surgeon with a nice sharp scalpel, and we're going to dive into these fucking, you know what? We'll save it for that part. Also, the students in Oakville are told not to take any pictures of Kayla Lemieux, the teacher with the giant busty tits, or they might get suspended. We'll get into that article. And as always, hate mail, our favorite segment on the show going into the holiday season. Shows coming up December 31st, the New Year's Eve extravaganza with the Danger Cats. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun? In Banff, Alberta, December 31st, January 1st, the ever so legendary Danger Room at the Comedy Cave is back January 1st. January 13th, we are in Peace River. January 20th, Roast Battles at Yuck Yucks in Calgary. January 21st in Rocky Mountain House. January 28th in Camrose, Alberta. February 2nd in Kindersley, Saskatchewan. February 3rd in Provost. We will have more dates being released very shortly here for the East Coast. And also, get this, Vancouver. We're coming to Vancouver, and we're going to destroy that goddamn place. We're going to put them on their heels. All right, anyways. First things first. Please don't play the fucking audio. God damn it. That's right. These grifters, I call them grifters, men's rights, female active, or female men's rights. See, even that's like confusing in itself. You know, you're like, what's a woman? What's a man? What's this? What's this? We're standing up for things. We're just, all it is, all it's about is money. We love money. Anything to confuse you and shell out those hard-earned dollars so some whore can sit on her ass. You know what I mean? Granted, you know what? I do respect a good hustle. So I will sit here and I will stand back on my word of always respecting a good hustle. And even if that revolves around scamming somebody, okay? You know, every now and then we get duped. You get duped with something, some stupid promotion, right? How many times has your old man, you know, you're on vacation and he gets duped into sitting there for a fucking 2.5 hour presentation for a timeshare just to get a free canoe trip for the family, right? It's a good scam. That's one of those scams I'm talking about. But there's like a new one. There's this new thing that's happening, right? Like we're ever evolving on ways to con one another and take your money and put it in your own pocket, right? I am after your money. See, I'm upfront and honest about my scams, right? My scams always revolve around, hey, come to this comedy show, but in a truthful manner, it's just a straight up fucking rally. That's all it is, right? I'm like, hey, come to this comedy show. And it's an hour and a half of hate speech. That's what we do. That's my grift, right? I'm like, hey, come to this comedy show. It's actually, hey, I got strong views on certain things for an hour and a half. Well, half you get. There's three comics. We all have strong opinions on certain subjects, and then we dance like a monkey for you. That's my grift. I tell you I'm a comedian, but in reality, I'm just a right-wing accelerationist. And I bring you in and I fucking, hey, what are you fucking, so who do we not like today, huh? Who do we not like today, huh? And then I go off about, you know, what is a woman, you know? Just fucking screaming at everybody. You think that fucking tranny should be able to shit in a ditch? Well, that's where you're wrong. Anyways, yes, there's this new like wave of, you know, the old way of being a whore and selling your OnlyFans is now dried up. It's very difficult. It's a saturated market and you got to get creative in speaking to the audience, right? And right now it's just like a plethora of pussies on TikTok that take videos of themselves sitting in a truck, pretending like putting their head down, putting their head in their hands, and the caption will be like, she left me for a guy with a bigger dick and a fatter wallet. And I thought it was love. Oh, fuck. We lost our way, gentlemen. The script is flipped. I hate it so much. But then now with that came like, oh, some ladies got smart. They see this and they're like, ah, retard over here. Is going to spend some fucking money whether he wants to or not. And then they do these fucking pro, like, oh, men have rights too shit. With, and that's like front end loaded of like what they're really about, you know? And then you search the comment section and it's like, this is a good one. This is a good one. And then all it takes is one click. One click on the profile. Oh, there's a link tree. What's in the link? Oh, an OnlyFans. Ah, okay. It's very lucrative right now for a female to be a men's rights activist. It's hilarious. There's never been a better time to be one. You can make $1 million by doing this because, A, we have lost our way as men. Our testicles have shriveled up into tiny little raisins. There's no testosterone through the body. It pisses me off, okay? It pisses me off. I get upset. I like the old school, like, mean to one another, you know, up front, honest. Now we're like, oh, well, I don't know why she left me. Crying. A lot of cry. I don't. You know what you do? You cry in the shower like a man away from everybody. You know how like a dog will separate itself from everybody so it can go die like alone? That's what you do when you want to cry. You got to think of yourself as like a dog. You cry in the shower. And then if you get caught, you're just like, oh, fuck. I got fucking soap in my eyes. And then you get angry. That's what we do. We get angry. There's no soft emotional. I don't want that. I like now that we're like in tune, we're too behind women when it comes to being in tune with emotion. And now women have gone too far with emotion, right? The spectrum is way off. Before it was just like you'd have a calm. Remember your dad, the old man would just be angry. He's pissed off. You know, maybe his childhood was shit because grandpa came home from the war. And it wasn't so fucking fun being poor, right? And then dad was just angry. So what did he do? He worked hard. That anger like it produces a positive society. We need, men aren't feared no more. That's our problem. We're not feared no more when you're walking around because you've been stripped of everything. Your masculinity is being peeled away. And then something like this, let's show the video so I can rip this thing a fucking part because it pisses me off. It drives me nuts that you idiots are falling for this type of shit. Where's like, how can I expand this? Oh, that's why. Get over here, you fucking slut. Well, fuck me, man. Do I not? Am I not allowed to do that? Oh, well, fuck you, TikTok. Well, fuck you. Oh, well, fuck me. There we go. Okay. Now we're back. Okay, so here's the video. An attractive girl, looks like she's wearing a wig, I assume. Has a wig look to it. Whether it's her natural hair or not, I don't care. At Miss Dami. At MSDAMI. Or DAMI. Did I say that? Yes. Most guys have a I don't care attitude because when they did, they got hurt. And then it's a dance video. Oh, then she shows her fat ass jiggling. And this is where it gets fun. So we're going to click on her profile. And what do we got here? Do feel free to follow my Instagram, which we're going to accounts keep getting yeeted. Do feel free to follow my Instagram. So we're going to go there. And click on her Instagram. I swear to God, if I have to log in. No, what is this? What is this? We're going to get here. We'll get there. Okay, your secret girlfriend. Okay, now she's hoeing on the gram. 25% off right now on the site that shall not be named. Looking for Romeo to my Juliet so I can... KMS. I don't know what that means. I don't speak this new. So tits are out. Everything's looking. She's got the parts. It checks out. She's got the parts being a whore on the gram. And then you go back and it's like, well, I care about men. But then you click on the link tree. So, oh, okay. It goes from Miss Dominea, your secret girlfriend, to her link tree being slutty underscore Dominea. Okay, there it is. OnlyFans. I probably shouldn't click on her Twitter. But there it is. We are on YouTube. That's for later. I'll check out her Twitter later when I don't have a live camera rolling. But... this is what drives me nuts about how easily duped we are as men, right? This lady right here just sat here and presented all these phenomenal ideas of like why you might be angry, why you might be upset, why dating might chap your ass these days. Because A, men can't be... We're trying to peel our onion back and really get to know what is a man, right? We're doing it secretly, not out in the open of like where we're questioning, like the Matt Walsh, what is a woman, right? What is a woman? We don't get to ask the question, what is a man? Because we as men look at other men. We've been through this on this podcast and we're like, yeah, that's the man. You know, this guy smoking, coughing, bitching, complaining, half snapped at about 8 a.m. and divorced 3 times. And he's still going. That's a man, just like head forward and marching through. Snow, mud, good days, bad days, just keeps it going forward. Doesn't let anything under his skin. And I like that about dudes. I like the old school, the masculine type, the bravado-ness that came with that era where nowadays you just like, it's just sad. It's just sad. I'm looking at young guys and I'm like, fuck, how do you fall for something like this right here? How do you not see through that shit that she's duping you? Oh, well, this girl cares about me because she has a caption on her video saying that I'm sad. And right now I am sad because nobody wants to fucking love me. You know what? You guys live in the greatest era of all time. You could be hanging out with your bros. Be an asshole. Be an asshole. You have God has come down to earth and made the land so fucking fertile for you. But now the roles have reversed. This is what I've noticed. The roles have reversed, right? I have a theory, a loose theory, okay? The roles have reversed. Before, it used to be men running around cheating or whatever. It was portrayed that way, right? And then the women were just like, they kept the house together. And right now the men are keeping the house together, and it's got the game all ass backwards because we're used to seeing, and we're going through this shift, and the more stable human right now is the man, right? Is the man. Where before it was like, oh, I'm going out for some drinks with the guys or whatever. It was portrayed that way, where now we're... It seems like with culture and society and the shift is like now we're allowing that freedom to be in the woman's hands. And right now dudes are running around like, I don't know what to do. Fucking they say I'm supposed to love somebody. And then I don't fucking know. I don't know what's going on. And it's exploding your brain cells. You can't handle it because it's not like what the old man scripted for you. Now you have to figure shit out on your own. And now you're lost, but nobody's teaching you the ropes. Right? That's where Uncle steps in and I say, listen, you, my friends, are living in the greatest time ever. You don't gotta worry about being married young because there's a plethora of whores running around. And guess what? Wait it out. Wait it out. When you invest in a stock, you don't look like you don't fucking day trade. Don't do that. Waste of time. Invest. Invest. Invest in your future. And that's what I'm here to tell you. You got it. You got like the best fucking gig ever. You know what? Right now, if you don't want kids or anything like that, fair enough. You have a path in your brain. But me, how I view life, I don't want children. I don't want responsibility because I am a man child and I don't want to assume any more responsibility for other than myself and my girlfriend right now. Right. So. It's annoying me in the background. We're going to get rid of this whore behind me. But what I'm saying here, young guys, all these whores right now are going to figure out that life is going to be very, very, very dark and lonely in the next 6 to 8 years. Because then a new fleet of younger, hotter women are going to come in and replace what they thought once was going to last forever. So... here is where you just play the waiting game, okay? You just play the waiting game because all these whores that are running around, and I know, well, what's your body count? What's your body count? That, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Because by the time that, it's going to be like, what's the best way to put it? You know those farms that guys run and they'll just like, they breed deer. And then they just allow the deer inside those cages and then they bring you in and they make it think that you're on a big hunt. You're on a big hunt through the bush. And then these morons from like cities think like, oh, wow, we did it. We done shot ourselves a deer. And they get the pat on the back and the big trophy. That's how easy the hunting is going to be in the future. You got to think past the now. See, you're worried about your little sadness and your boo, bee, boo, bee, boo bullshit, right? Invest. Have work on yourself. Get a decent job. Go travel. Go see the world. And then guess what? When you're my age, when you start hitting 32, 33, 34, all those whores that rejected you then now are all of a sudden looking for somewhere cozy to snuggle up. And you could still run through the whole fleet while you're doing it. You're window shopping for the next 10 years. How is that bad? I don't get that. How is that bad?
Well, because the magazines and the social media tell me that I'm supposed to be married and have children and live this Christian way and rebel against.
Come on, guys. Christ, if you told me. I feel like a Mufasa fucking taking Simba with me right now and being like, look, everything the light touches, you can fuck the whores in, right? That's what I feel like. I feel like a Mufasa right now with younger Simbas and being like, look how great this is.
Well, the fall of human collapse and blah, 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 blah.
Who fucking cares? It's over. Your rights are being stripped. The control is coming down. Fuck some whores. Enjoy your time. Spend some money. Travel while you can before, you know, the clampdown is on. Experience a little bit of life. Go out there and live a bit instead of like you're trying to like live like a 40-year-old man in a 20-year-old body, and it hurts my fucking heart, my you know, growing heart as I'm looking at the younger. I'm past those days. I'm you know, like I got maybe a couple more seasons left in me, and then that's it. You know, like I got to hang up the axe and blades and take on retirement. And not, and I don't mean that like physically or like in terms of a job or anything like that. But now it's just like I get to sit back and spectate the young guys in the game. You know, I and I'm not saying like I'm not running around like I'm single or anything like that. But what I am saying is I remove myself out of those circles. You know, I'm slowly doing that now. I'm not going out as much. I'm not spending my time in bars. It's just, it's a new game. You know, it's ever evolving. It's like hockey. I may not like the game, but I got to respect it. And I get to just view the game and give advice about how I used to play it. And maybe that advice helps you, right? And right now I'm looking at the game, and the game right now is just fertile. It's whores everywhere, but you're getting duped. You have like that woman right there with her little caption telling you, oh yeah, your rights matter. And you get duped in your little, your fucking brain who is pussy deprived. You know, it's a lot easier. You guys put too much emphasis on going online and finding a fucking dream girl. Get out there. Get off your couch, put the Xbox controller down and go for a little stroll. Have a conversation with someone, you know? Quit being so fucking socially awkward. That might help. Learn some social skills, how to speak to one another. You fucking idiots are on Snapchat talking a big game and then you show up and be like, can't even look a bitch in the eye. It's embarrassing, you know? Have some confidence. Get out there. Fail a little bit. Have some fun. Piss me off, you young dumb fucks. It really is. It does annoy me. It does annoy me watching young guys just like, ooh, sad. Sad. What are you so fucking sad? You're lonely? You can rent pussy for, fuck, $150 a half an hour. And we're talking professionals. That'll drain your bag if that's what you're looking for. I'm talking like, leave you walking out like a wet noodle. You know when you overcook your spaghetti? That's you. Those are your legs just fucking cross-eyed, just dopey in the head. Can barely crawl into the pickup just to get home. And you just want to, like, you're just relaxed. They will suck the ever-living life out of you. And you will feel good about it. Oh, I don't pay for sex. Well, you should start because you're not fucking getting anywhere you're at now. You're not getting any crying on TikTok. Embarrassing. Not pay for sex. Young guys piss me off with your simple fucking bullshit. It is difficult. You know, and I get those emails more than anything now. We're going to talk about one, and I'm leaking a little bit of like what the hate mail is, but we're going to talk about it a little later in the show. But for right now, we're going to get into our first article of the day. Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Tell a friend. Kayla's back. The fuck out of here. I wonder if we go one more while I get rid of it. Okay, here we go. First, let's get into the headline. Warmington. Students not to take pictures of trans shop teacher Joe Warmington with the Toronto Sun. While a trans teacher's decision to wear large prosthetic breasts and a blonde wig in front of high school students does not violate any rules, the same cannot be said for taking photographs of this educator, according to the Halton District School Board. Well, I mean, like, it looks like a fucking Scooby-Doo monster, if we're being honest. Now, whether or not, like, we talked about it, the Reddit thing, whether this guy is trolling or not, and walking around the school with fucking fake cannons like that, there's just something off with that. And you wonder, see, this is another thing why I feel for you young guys. You know, I give you a hard time, but then, like, you're in a weird time, okay? You're in a weird, the whole trans thing wasn't even a thought, right? It was like hermaphrodites, I think. Hermaphrodites, am I saying that right? You know, we would make jokes about the Thai ladies, you know. Is it a chick with a dick or a dude with boobs, you know? That was the argument that we had when it came to, like, the Thai lady boys, right? And we would joke about that as teenagers because we found it funny. You know, you had, I don't think Hangover 2 or whatever one where they go to Thailand for the wedding. I can't remember when that was out, but there was always movies that hinted at that. You know, you had, was it Clerks, the original Clerks? It was in there. There was a lot of reference in movies. So we... trans wasn't really a thing, or cross-dressing, or, you know, we had emo, which was pretty gay, right? Emo was gay, let's be honest. Even I was a fan of emo music, okay? In like screamo and all that, and wearing your hair past your eyes, you know, covering one eye and be like, oh, I'm so sad tonight. But meanwhile, we weren't. We just liked the, because it was like heavy music. Ah! Then you got into Slayer and you grew up quite a bit. You know, some older guy would be like, why do you listen to that gay shit when there's Slayer? And you're like, what's Slayer? Like, ah, okay. Way cooler. Rated blood. That's way cooler than I'm leaking blood. But I like, now you got to look at that and you're like, look at the fucking size of those hammers as a young guy. And like, puberty's already weird. You already find some weird attractions of things, you know? I'm trying to think of, like, you'd just see something. You'd see a belly button. You remember those days? If one of the girls' shirts came up just a little bit and you'd see a belly button, you're like, that's what a girl's belly button looks like. I'll fuck the shit out of a belly button. I don't even know how to fuck, but I'd fuck that thing. Right? It was a weird time, you know, navigating the waters of puberty. Your thoughts are changing, your attitude's changing, you're a bit more aggressive. It felt good. And you're starting to find, like, what you're attracted to, you know? Oh boy. You know, Brittany just got new titties. Her titties are growing in. This is sick. And you'd see, just like, you'd loved it. You get a little fucking look at some cleavage that day and you'd be fired up. A teacher's assistant would come in. That's like, doing like the intern thing from the university. And it was just like, dream weaver. That girl is like, you could just picture her hair flowing in the wind. There was like weird things happening. And then now you're duping the kids with this. This fucking ogre walks in with goddamn titties hanging down to his kneecaps, size of fucking hot air balloons. And these young guys, I mean, what the fuck is it? Why am I hard? Oh, am I gay? Jesus Christ. While a trans teacher's decision to wear, oh, okay. We're going to scroll down. Fuck off. Controversial. Oakville, Trafalgar High School shop teacher Kayla Lemieux has taken a new world famous blonde wig, shorts, and prosthetic breasts on the road to classrooms in several schools. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, we got video? Is this
I never let her fall either. Just a nightmare. That's what it is. There's no other word to describe it. A house burnt in Elgin, Ontario. We were home.
No, never mind. That is has nothing to do with my apologies to the listeners out there. Okay. But the students have been warned not to capture picture or video. They some parents say students have been threatened with suspension if they take photos of Lemieux. But some took the risk and shot video anyway. Video captured last week, Dr. Frank J. Hayden Secondary School in Burlington shows the teacher, who changed her first name from Carrie to Kayla, hobbling along a school highway with the help of crutches and wearing a boot cast on her right foot. The Sun has previously reported sightings of Lemieux wearing this boot following a skydiving adventure. Well, you know what? Maybe that's what Carrie needed, was just a complete makeover. Now they're living. Just a homely looking thing, though, isn't it? I shouldn't have said it. That's gonna be my demise right there. Oh boy. Maybe we're doing okay. Maybe. I just sat there and chewed the young guys out, but then we have this. We have an older gentleman, and that just dawned on me right there. We have an older gentleman that decided as a high school teacher that, you know what, I think I'm gonna cross-dress there. I think I'm gonna cross-dress there. That's gonna be my claim to fame, you know? That's how I'm gonna get off. And then the young guys are confused about how they're going to get off. And they're like, fuck, Mrs. Lemieux's tits are huge. I'll never find titties that big. It's just a fucking... Dude, it's like wizardry of confusion battling itself, you know? It's like, you think this is gay? No, you don't. God almighty. An image posted on social media by a user who identified the skydiver as a transgender teacher at an Oakville high school. Photo by Voodoo on Twitter. While the person on the dive said that there was no noticeable or reported injury following the landing, a foot injury has kept Lemieux out of the shop classroom at Oakville High School for safety reasons. Right. That's why a foot injury is there for safety reasons. It wouldn't be the fact that they have to battle 18 inches of tit to just use a scroll saw. Would not be that, right? It wouldn't be because of the distraction that it could cause, and maybe little John. I couldn't think of a last name in time. Oh, I botched the joke. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com for all tour dates that are coming up. We are dropping more and more dates as time moves on. That's right. We're traveling all across Canada and slowly making our way down to the United States of America. We will be there shortly. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Link down in the description down below. You want to support this podcast? You want more episodes of this podcast? You enjoy the stupid shit that's said on here? The moronic ideas that I have stored inside my skull? Well, guess what? There's an extra episode every week on our Patreon. That's right. Thursday at 3 p.m. when this podcast that you're listening to right now, another one is dropped on the Patreon. An extra episode. Plus this one that you're listening to right now, you'll get 48 hours earlier than everybody else. Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing? And it's a wonderful way to support the show. Isn't that great? You can support the show. Plus, there's extra behind the scenes footage and roast battles. Danger Cat's Roast Battles is hosted on our Patreon. So if you have been and you wanted to rewatch, or you're always interested in listening to people be very vulgar to one another, please check out patreon.com/dangercat69. We have roast battles, exclusive episodes of the Uncle Hack podcast, and behind the scenes footage all for you. Anyways, back to the episode. But maybe little Johnny is over there using the table saw and then gets a glimpse of old Mrs. Lemieux's nipples in the reflection of the goddamn shop window glass. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I seen a nipple. I love nipples. Nipples are my favorite. And then little Johnny's then looking at the nipple as he's, there's a thumb gone. You know, it is a bit of a, it is a bit of a circus. So it's the foot for and safety reasons because of the machinery that is installed there. Ooh, past video showing Lemieux has already raised the alarm bells or some industrial arts educators who say the large breasts and a chain around the teacher's neck posed potential safety risks. Lemieux has not been teaching at OTHS for weeks and has, but was caught on video in full attire as a substitute teacher at Hayden this week and also recently at Abbey Park High School in Oakville. Witnesses say Holton Regional Police cars were on the property at both schools. Lemieux gets a personal escort and protection everywhere he goes, said one parent. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What parent said that? What parent said that? Everywhere he goes? Are we sure? Is this confirmed that those are the pronouns that he did? Someone lock that bitch in jail. Put her in solitary confinement with the lights on for 24 hours a day so she can think about or he. Fuck. I totally just shot myself in the foot with the argument. I am saying that this would, if I'm going out on a limb here, I feel like it would be a woman that would talk to the media because I feel like a woman would be there to pick up the kids. You know, dad's at work. So what do we got here? Police have been rightfully concerned about protecting students and the faculty as a result of a series of bomb threats. Well, I could see two bombs on old Kayla's chest. Am I right? Thank you. Yeah? There's a couple of bombs walking in right now. Mrs. Lemieux walks in through the door. I'm killing. Oh, guy in the back is loving it. He's thinking that I'm just a monster up here. I'm a murderer. I'm on murderer's row. Police have been rightfully concerned about protecting students and a faculty as a result of a series of bomb threats. The board has chosen to accommodate Lemieux's choice to identify and dress as a woman. They have not commented. Why is it that? What is so scary about the queer side of things? What is like? What? Who do they have? There's like some CIA agents that are like working in the background with these guys. What is so terrifying about them? All it is like furries and mentally deranged people. And then you get the other side. Like, why? You know, if this happened even 10 years ago, you'd be like, this person would be punted into the street and gone. And now we're just like so open and accepting about it. What are we so fearful of? This inclusion thing. Is it, what's deeper? What's deeper with it? Is it because like, if we have that, it's a nice distraction. Is that what it is? It's like this whole thing, just a nice distraction from
the real problem that is happening, you know, whether it's like a financial crisis that's coming down the pipeline, but something like this keeps us angry, right? So it keeps you distracted. And then policies obviously come from the upstairs all the way down. So when it's like yelling, it'd be like getting mad at the janitor at a financial institution over the financial crisis. You know what I mean? So when you're yelling at like faculty and the staff there, it's like the higher ups that get to make those decisions. So the shit rolls downhill, all the way downhill. So these poor sons of bitches just got to sit there and be like, well, I don't fucking know. Like, you think I want that? They can't break and be like, you think I want this fucking thing in there? You think I want that? This is a fucking disgrace. They can't say that. They can't say that type of shit because then they get the fucking, oh, well, they're not trans-inclusionary or whatever made up term is used that week. So then you got to just like sit back and be like, listen, the VP of the school board said that this is allowed and they got to come out and just be like the fucking puppet, you know? And the marionette up there is just laughing as this person's just getting arrows thrown at him, you know? What the fuck? Fuck you. My kid doesn't need this fucking shit. Jesus Christ. The board has chosen to accommodate Lemieux's choice to identify and dress as a woman. They have not commented on a posted TikTok video of a teacher appearing to be sitting next to an unknown student vaping in a classroom, which also is yes, vaping. Okay, we better. Yeah. You know how many kids smoke cigarettes in my high school class? All of them. Most of us all smoke cigarettes. And we did it happily. We had an excellent time doing that. The teachers all knew. You think they give a fuck? They don't care. It's already hard enough. They got to navigate the waters on fucking the circus clown next door with her giant tits doing a goddamn drag show for these kids. But we got to be concerned about their health vaping in the classroom. Well, at that point, it's lawless land. Imagine as a child, right? You're already rebellious as it is. You're already rebellious. You got a little bit of fuck you attitude, right? You, the puberty thing. You get a little test in the fucking body and feel like a man. You finally understand what being a man feels like. And then maybe you're from a little bit of a lawless home, right? Then you take that lawlessness and you bring it to the school and you tell everybody to go fuck themselves. I'll do what I want. And then when you have somebody that's clearly just doing whatever the hell they want, right? Like dressing as a woman, trying to give discipline to someone who also doesn't quite give a single fuck about rules. You kind of just meet yourself at a dead end, don't you? Don't you? I know I'm just asking this question to a full studio audience and nobody's answering me back, but I'm just saying, you kind of just shoot yourself in the foot and be like, well, there's a student vaping in there. Then do something about it. They have not commented about a teacher appearing to be sitting next to an unknown student vaping in a class. Oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Let's
the Sephora. We'll
let that play out. Whether it's the director of education, the chair of the school board, or the local principals, it seems they have no answer on how to deal with Lemieux. Oh, that's too good.
That has gone viral around the English-speaking world and beyond. The story of the high school teacher in Oakville wearing the very large prosthetic breast to school. It has a whole lot of people asking, what's going to happen next? What should happen next? So to backtrack, videos start going viral that students at the Oakville-Trafalgar High School have posted online of a teacher wearing these extremely large prosthetic breasts in the classroom and even in shop class while showing a demonstration of how to use some of the machinery. A lot of people responding to this saying, this is inappropriate, this just shouldn't be happening. Well, the Toronto Sun got in touch with the school board. They told columnist Joe Warmington that they are standing by the teacher.
Yeah, he's cutting wood and giving wood at the same time.
Damn, Mrs. Kayla over here making these young boys horny. Making these young boys
got in touch with the school board. They told columnist Joe Warmington that they are standing by the teacher and that they are actually creating a safety plan for the teacher. Little unclear what exactly all of that means. People initially said that they were planning to do some sort of a protest, and the school board actually said they were planning for protests. Although on Monday morning, while the Toronto Sun, we were there, people were there on the scene, and not really much happened, and some of the students were asked, what do you think about this? And they said they weren't particularly concerned. But a lot of people commenting online that, well, this isn't normal. This isn't...
you don't say. This is city problems, you know? This is city problems is what it is. You'd never get this in the lovely lands of Tabor, Alberta. You would never get this. First off, that... The fact that even just substitute teachers have a hell of a time with just, you know, with a classroom. Everybody's a dickhead to stuff. But then to come in with that, it's almost like that's the play. You gotta out classroom the class clowns by coming in with that, and then that makes the job easier. Because what do you got? You can't make a. I'd imagine that he's heard everything.
Not man, really maybe about there's trans the chess game acceptance. A number of LGBT persons making similar comments and in online remarks saying, "Look, this is clearly an excessive situation here. Somebody in these oversized prosthetic breasts." In the classroom, a distraction from the classroom, and we understand how workplaces have various policies in place, union protections. Perhaps this is a person who needs some sort of assistance, some sort of help with a transition they're going through in life, but this isn't normal, and should this be allowed to continue in the classroom? And I think so many people, whatever their politics or views or sympathies on these issues, saying, this just isn't right. This is not something that should be continuing. Perhaps the teacher needs to be put on leave for a bit. Something needs to be done here, because just to pretend that this is totally normal and that the only problem is the people raising their hands saying, I'm a little uncomfortable about this, that they are the people in the wrong, not so sure about that. We have a situation on our hands here. A lot of people feeling like this is just sort of woke politics gone.
This is just, we've lost our backbone. We've lost our backbone. We just like, we don't like dealing with problems anymore like we used to. Like how grandpa or dad used to deal with problems. It was head on. Now we're like, we step aside. We're always trying to like deflect it onto somebody else. Well, actually, I didn't really say that. It was Joe over in accounting who said, and then the Joe says like, well, no, it was actually Marion in the second floor. And then Marion says, well, the mailroom guy told me. And we just deflect and hope to God that the problem just dissipates instead of taking the problem on head on, right? Instead of just accepting that, oh yeah, this is a bit fucking weird that a grown man has giant tits and is teaching children. And we're supposed to just accept, well, I don't know how to feel. That's because, again, I don't know how to feel. Well, there's your first problem. There's your first problem. Gee, I don't know. With the brain, we've just become so far from what we were naturally, right? Like I said, like hunting, gathering. Now we just make up shit. We just poison the well, right? The water's fucking tainted. The food's fucked. We got everybody on fucking pharmaceuticals. Your brain is now we're walking around just cross-eyed. No wonder this makes sense why Elon wants to tap into the skull and have Neuralink up and going, right? Then we can correct all of this. And then you can just be in an obedient worker and you can go for hours, hours, hours. And then you just got this little vessel. And as soon as you this vessel fucking croaks, then you can just move to the next one, right? You can just download your thoughts and just keep living and living and living until the end of time, whenever that may be, you can just keep transferring. I got all my thoughts and shit and downloaded. It makes sense, doesn't it? Then we won't have like, then we just 600 years from now, we'll have this shit sorted out. You know, we'll be able to, yeah, fuck. I feel like being abroad, right? I'll just transfer my brain to a broad and just be a horn. Have a good time.
And totally overboard, a school board basically saying, yeah, we see what's going on here. We fully stand by the teacher and we are creating a plan to protect them and their interests. I think that's just been singled out by people as yet another red flag in this kind of odd story. So we will see how it proceeds thus far.
All right, you as a grown man should never use the fucking terminology red flag.
That's just another red flag. Imagine, you know, when your friends say that, well, she drives a Jeep, so that's a red flag.
Yeah, well, you sound like a fucking red fag. Shut up.
It's a red flag. Ooh, she didn't Snapchat me back. That's a red flag.
I wouldn't either, you shrimp dick fuck. The hell's wrong with you? God almighty, I just feel like being grumpy. I have this inner anger right now that I feel the need to express, like my disgust for all the younger generation, right? I wasn't really like full-blown internet. Like, the internet was being introduced while I was growing up, so we weren't totally involved with it, right? There was moments where we used the internet to connect with one another, to go out and meet in public, right? And then that was where it started. It was like MSN Messenger. You'd hop online in the morning in the summertime and be like, hey, boys, when are we going skating? Let's go. Let's link up. Let's go hit the park. Anybody want? Hey, fucking so-and-so wants to go and skate Lethbridge today. Yeah, we got room for two more. Who's in? Boom. You'd have group chats going on, living the good life. Everybody fucking meeting up, skating, having fun, doing it large. And then it just evolved into this thing where now we depend on it. Before it was like we just used it to kind of create moments, right? Create something out of nothing. Now it's just like we depend on it. So, oh God, oh fucking Julia tweeted something that's so far-fetched and from the idea of like, oh, I could be me and fucking somebody... We're just like revving. Our rev meter is so goddamn high. I love reading this stuff on it. Don't get me wrong. And it's kind of, it's funny for me to bitch about the internet because I used the internet to build a career and I'm grateful for it. But I also fucking hate everything that comes with it. All the stupid shit, all the dumb things that us as men, and this is a predominantly male listen to podcast. I understand that. And I curate my content more towards males. And sometimes women just listen to this so they know how fucking dumb we actually are. I assume that. Or maybe it's just refreshing to not hear me like, well, actually, I do care for the planet. And you're like, oh, great, another pussy. I was hoping to get fucked. You know, I wanted to get fucked tonight. I wanted to get smacked around, treated like a whore. And now I go, well, actually, I spent a good time in Southeast Asia building schools for the children there, and we made sure that their water supply is. And you're like, in their brain, they're like, oh, fuck. I was hoping that maybe, just maybe, that this guy right here was going to grab me by my fucking back of my hair and just yank on it and fuck me like a whore. I just got out of a relationship. I just need a good hard fuck because he wouldn't even eat my pussy. And then this audience, you know how we are, right? You know how this audience is. We'll lick your asshole 5 minutes after meeting you. You know? There's no regrets whatsoever. There's no thinking about, oh, well, Funko, I would never look a girl's ass and I didn't know. Give your head a shake. You realize who you're listening to right now? Do you realize who you're listening to? Do you know the fucking... That would just piss me off. I fucking love this audience. I love it. But guess what? It is time to shift gears. It's time to go to fourth gear, baby. Hate mail. We love hate mail. I fucking love hate mail. Especially just in time for the holiday season. You know, you're pissed off. Your in-laws are coming. You got everybody coming over and you got to spend a whole fucking paycheck on toys that your kids aren't even going to appreciate. You got a wife bitching in the background. Are you going to take at least Christmas Eve off so you can be here with the family? You're not going to get drunk the day before, are you? You're pissed off.
You're tired of hearing about it. You got to get some shit off your chest. Sometimes, you know, just writing an email is sufficient enough. And we read those emails here because that's what we do on this show. We care about you, the listener. And if you have something that you need to get off your chest, you email me, UncleHack@DangerCats.tv, with the subject line hate mail, and we will read that on the fucking show. Do you understand me? Now let's get into our first piece of hate mail. I love just talking. I feel like I'm a part of a movement of some sort. All right, our first piece of hate mail, okay? First piece of hate mail. Let's get into it. Dear Uncle Hack, today I was at Crappy Tire in Grand Prairie, and on the way out, I saw two guys walking into the store. To my dismay, one of them had a purse wrapped around his fucking neck like a queer Indiana Jones. My first impulse was to yell, "Hey, nice purse, faggot." But then I thought, I'm just spitting facts, so is that really an insult? What the fuck is wrong with people these days? God damn it. Keep on keeping on, cats. Joe Mama. You know what, good sir? You know what, Joe Mama? I do. I also have a dislike too for fashion, you know? Male fashion. Yeah, you know, like when I see these posts, you know, sometimes you see these posts and be like, oh my God, this is a dream guy. And the men that these women post, you know, they're built like Sinead O'Connor and dress like fucking, like it's New York Fashion Week, right? They're wearing flooded jeans. They all fucking dress in this LA gay metrosexual type. I don't know how to explain it because I'm not in the fashion world, but you look at it and you're just like, ugh, you know, because see how we dress is very, very casual, very normal as a t-shirt, jeans, hoodies, you know, and then you got maybe one or two plaid jackets, two different weights, right? One's your fall and spring jacket, then you have your winter jacket, right? Two plaid ones, different weights and thickness to them to keep you warm during the winter and just warm enough during spring and fall, and then hoodies all summer. That's how we roll around here. I know, I see it in the audience, you know? Not too many people are dressed up in button-down shirts come to our shows. It's fucking metal t-shirts, maybe our logo. It's t-shirts, blue jeans, and fucking sometimes it's work boots. You know, those are the going out shoes. I respect that, but I'm not with this new fashion, like wearing Gucci hats and looking like a fucking pansy, you know, wearing designer clothes just shouldn't touch the male body in my mind. Designer anything. When you're like, when you get to these shoes cost me $1,500, you sound like a jackass. You know? You sound like a fucking idiot. Would it be nice one day just to have like Gucci shoes to beat the hell out of them? Yes. Because that's like a, do I care? But then again, I don't think I would buy them. I don't think I would. I think I'm just talking out of my ass right now. I 100% am. I only wear Vans. Cheetah print Vans. Slip-on too, which is kind of gay, but it's also nice because I don't like to tie shoes and they're comfortable as hell. So I'm with you on this. I have nothing. I think you should have yelled it just to humiliate that guy in public, you know? Just to humiliate him for a second in public, because that is funny, okay? Spitting facts. Now, spitting facts to a group of people and then him realizing like how gay wearing a fucking purse around your neck is, that's just funny. That's fun and games for the whole crew,
You know, everybody gets a giggle out of that. Hey, faggot. And it's always funny to hear that in public when somebody yells that, you know. A lot of people do, but it is funny to call somebody, you know, just yell, hey, faggot. It rolls off the tongue nice. And if he turns his head, he knows, like, huh? Oh, shit, I fell for it, you know. It's a classic. Hey, faggot. And then they look and you're like, ah, gotcha. What are you, gay? Caught him slipping, you know? Fucking Christ. But I agree with you. You missed out a good opportunity there. You should have shot your shot there. Should have shot your shot with that one. We got one more little piece of... let's take a gander at this. Let's take a little gander at this one. This one's more of a hate mail. I don't know if it's hate mail or more of a question. I don't care if you use my name. Hey, Uncle, Jordan here. I'm 25. I make tons of money and I feel like I'm husband material, not boyfriend material. And girls don't want that. I treat every chick like a queen and I get the shit end of the stick or I get friend zoned like a mofo. Okay. So you make a shit ton of money and you feel like your husband material. Why do you want to get married? Why do you want to get married? Ask yourself that. What is the fascination inside your thick fucking skull? Why you want to get, you know how many men hold out and don't get married? A lot. It's not their decision. Right? The game is twisted. This is what I mean when the game is twisted. I want to get married. Like you're a Disney fucking princess. What is wrong with you? If you're making tons of money, oh, guess what? That ton just got turned into a half ton. Now you're making a half ton of money because you decided to be a Disney princess. You fucking idiot. I treat every chick like a queen and I get the shit end of the stick. Now what you do, you got to turn into a demon for a while. You got to feel the other side. Listen, I got my heart. This is what taught me young. You got to get your heart broken young. And this is what happened in high school. The girl that I was dating ended up like making out with some dude. She turned 18 before I did. And that's the legal drinking age here in Alberta. So she was able to go to the bar. She got a little drunk one night, made with some guy in the fucking bar, came back to me. We broke up. I'm heartbroken, right? First, like true relationship. And I'm not talking like the teenage, like holding hands, going to the park and getting a Slurpee together. And you're trying to figure out like, ooh, it's like now you're 17 years old. You have a little bit more wisdom and you see relationships, you know, you're developing more now, and it's not like you're a little boy, you're slowly turning into a man, right? And that shattered me. It kicked my ass and it brought out emotion in me, and like you're sobbing and it sucks. And like even the older guys at work, you know, I worked with this older dude and he was cool as hell. I won't say his name on here, but he came up to me and he was like, yo bro, I heard what had happened and it sucks. And if you want to talk about it, he pulled me aside because usually you'd bust my nuts, right? And he could tell like I was a little off and he knew something was up. But he pulled me aside and he goes, the first one always sucks. He's like, that's what I'll tell you. He goes, I've been there. Don't worry about it. You'll get over it in about 2 weeks. This is like your first, because he asked me, he's like, is this like your first real heartbreak? And I was like, trying to act tough and like, doing that shit, right? Trying to, and he can see through. He's an older guy. He's been there, right? He can see through my bullshit. And he calls me on it. He says, look, I get it. You don't want to look like a fucking pussy in front of me, right? You're scared that I'm going to look at you different. And I'm like in my head, he's like, dude, how the fuck does he know all this? Because he's been there. You got to get your fucking heart shattered, right? Then you know, then you turn into a demon for a while. You turn into a demon. You figure that shit out. Then you don't. Your trust for females declines. That's what's happening. You haven't had that. But I feel like I'm husband material. Have you seen husband material? Have you seen the guys that are married? Have you seen the... Go hang around them for a second. You're 25 years old. I'm sure some of your friends are married. Okay? I'm sure some of your friends are... Or know what you do? Go... One day when you get off work, go to the local watering hole, right? Because that's usually, if some guys get off work early, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go and fucking hammer a beer so they can feel good and maybe knock a little bit of the edge off, right? Go hang around those married guys and just listen to what they talk about and throw a question in there. What's marriage like? Throw that in there over some beers. What's marriage like? You'll figure it out real quick. They'll let you know exactly what's going on inside their head. Okay. I feel like I'm husband material, not boyfriend material, and girls don't want that. Well, first off, you're coming off a bit strong being able to like, oh, I want to lock you down right away. I don't want to be a boyfriend. Oh, I want to be a husband. I treat every chick like a queen. Well, there's your first fucking problem. And I get the shit end of the stick. Yeah, because you know what? This nice guy shit don't work. It never has worked. Women like assholes. They even admit it. Oh, I want a nice guy. No, they don't. It's, you know what saying I want a nice guy is? It's the exact same thing as saying like no hookups on the Tinder profile, right? As soon as they put no hookups on there, you know exactly that you can fuck that girl in the first 15 minutes of meeting her. You know, if you play your cards, just even, not even right, just make a right move sometime. You can be a dickhead the whole time and she'll suck you off in the park. No hookups. They're idiots. You've got to play the game. Quit trying to, I want to be a husband. You fucking putz. Or I get friend zoned like a mofo. Become a demon. And whatever that is to you, become an asshole for a bit. You don't got to go full like, fuck women, like incel. Just be ignorant at times. Be what they call, quote unquote, misogynistic, okay? Because those are the ones, those guys that are like misogynistic, guess what they're getting? Pussy. And they don't seem miserable, do they? Do you see the guys walking around getting pussy, having a good time? Do they seem miserable? Do they seem like they're the ones, I just want to be a husband? No. No. Go ask a few husbands how happy they are.
I thought it was going to be great.
They're all fucking miserable. You don't think I talk to my married friends about this type of shit? You think that they're walking around glee, happy? Fuck, some of them are divorced already. So now, not only that, but they're going, you know, they got the responsibility of children on top of that while going through a divorce, and it looks like fucking hell.
I treat girls like queens.
Maybe a cum queen. That's what you, treat them like cum queens. That's what you need. It's like, Jesus Christ, I'm over here trying to be a Disney princess in a fucking Marvel world. Settle down, you fucking superhero. Knock it off. This is the shit I'm talking about. These are the guys that get duped in by those stupid bitches on TikTok. Men's rights, men's health. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. She cares. It's like when the government says, like, we're concerned for your safety. And it's like, oh, great. What rights and freedoms am I about to lose? We're concerned about your internet safety. We're concerned. Yeah, look at this. Put a stupid beat. And some titty shaking and the words, men's health matters. 25% off OnlyFans. Should fucking get this guy on some fucking snake oil. I got some snake oil I can sell you, pal. Anyways, I hope that answers your question. I hope that helps you out. I hope that you, you know what you need to do? Tie a cinder block to a piece of rope that's about waist high. Push that thing straight out to arm's length and then just let it swing and hit you in the sack and see if those things are, you know, still there. Do they generate it? Is there a pain? Does it not? You know, does a little cum spurt out? You know, just you're 25. Go skull fuck some whores for a minute. Trying to husband. Yeah. husband material. Yeah, I guess you're at the age too where your friends are probably getting married for the first time, so it all looks all happy and everything. See, I've always hated weddings, so every time I got fucking invited to it, I was pissed off. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes, I don't want to be here. Yeah, man, I got a rule, one wedding a year. I only go to one. I only go to one wedding a year. I'm not going to ruin my fucking summer. So fucking,
and now let's have the bride and groom dance together.
The fuck out of here. Ruin my fucking weekend. For your fucking fake celebration, your fucking fake happiness celebration. Look at how happy we are. I was with him last week and he fucking out on his stag and watched him skull fuck. This isn't revolving around anybody, but I'm saying, like, yeah, he loves you. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Me and him were on a stag in Nashville. And I watched him skull fuck a buckle bunny in the back of an Uber. We're in love. Whores. Start treating them like whores. Let's be men around here. Let's be men. Let's call it what it is. Let's be men. It's a fucking wild way to end this. Piss me off. That's why. That's all. Young guys. Ooh, husband material. Ooh. Gay. Thank you for tuning into the Uncle Hack Podcast. I hope that your stress is relieved. I hope we got you through another hour of your week. I hope we gave you a few laughs, some enjoyment. And happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, who gives a fuck?